Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place. Waiting in the sky. He'd like to
there's no heaven. Sees if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky.
Welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live. I'm Oliver Dixon and I'm by myself today in the studio. We don't have Chris or Brad here today. A bit weird, to be honest, being in the studio by myself, but I'll try and do my best. I wanted to play those two songs at the start. One, because they're two very good, or great songs, in fact, but I wanted to pay tribute to three people who have associations with that song. Of course, David Bowie with Starman First, a great song, and also remembering George Baldock on a year on since his tragic death, a great player for Sheffield United, and the fans had made a chant based on David Bowie's Starman. I can't say the song lyrics because it's got some swear words in it, unfortunately, but they still sing it to this day, a year on, and we do remember him today. And the second song being John Lennon's Imagine. Not only a great song once again, but today would be John Lennon's 85th birthday. And he is a great miss in the music world. But coming up on the show during this time until 1 o'clock, we'll be talking football, because I feel like we haven't talked about football for a good while now, and a lot's gone on with our two great Sheffield clubs. But I'm just going to go back to a bit of music now, and my name's Oliver, but I don't have an army with me. Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Oliver's Army. As I say, I'm Oliver and I have no army today. You might ask, what's it like being in the studio by yourself? Bit strange, but it's nice and quiet and I can, produce a great show. But I do love having Chris and Brad in the studio with me. We just always have a good conversation. And if you want to listen to our past shows, as we are on every Thursday for now, you can so on the Sheffield Live website. But we're going to get into some football now, actually. And it's been a tough few months for both Sheffield clubs. I'm going to start off with Sheffield Wednesday. And it really put into perspective for me how bad things are at the club when I watched them on the TV last week against Coventry, losing 5-0, which is bad enough. But seeing the protest during the game, I can't remember how much into the game it was, but also the players literally stopped. The fans were, protesting against their owner, Dejan Chancery, who's been there for 10 years now. It's horrible to see, actually, from a historic club like Sheffield Wednesday, who've been around since 1867, in a ground like Hillsborough, which has a rich history as well. It's hard to see. I mean, I've got a few friends who are Sheffield Wednesday fans themselves, and they've said it's just horrible what's going on, and they wouldn't wish it on anybody. And as I saw the protest with the black and yellow flags, I think it's to do with the supporters. So correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but it's to do with that and to protest against Chancery. But even there was a full crowd of Coventry fans in the Leppings Lane, and about probably 4,000 close to. They were even joining in and, supporting Wednesday. I mean, every team has done so far. I mean, Wrexham as well, when they travelled to Wrexham, did it. So we are all with Sheffield Wednesday because nobody should go for bad ownership. No club whatsoever. And just on the pitch, it's reflected as well. I mean, they're trying their best on the pitch. Barry Bannon, I have a lot of respect for staying, and as he was going to leave, but then stayed just to help the club, and because his family are nice and settled here as well. He's also been there for best part of 10 years. So I mean, looking at the stats now, 1 win, 3 draws and 5 losses, 8 goals scored and 20 conceded in the league. Sitting in 23rd, just above Sheffield United, actually. This is what I'm saying about, it's been hard for the two clubs. But I don't know what the rest of the season's got in store for both clubs, if I'm honest. I mean, the other week, Sheffield Wednesday won 2-0 against Portsmouth, and they tried their best against Leicester on the opening day. I remember watching that live on the TV at home as well, and beating Leeds in the Carabao Cup. So things do look up for them at times. But I think this thing with the ownership is playing on their minds. I mean, they've gone from touching distance to the Premier League to finishing lower, then a relegation to League One and a little spell there, back up to the Championship, and now they're just sort of in a rut, and I hope they get out of the rut, because being down at the bottom of the league is not a nice thing. And I hope the fans are treated to what they all deserve, because the crowd figures are going down as well, because the fans are just, annoyed, upset. I mean, I think there was 21 5,000 maybe, 22,000, including Coventry fans. So attendance is going down and down. In a big ground like Hillsborough, to be having low numbers is doesn't sit right with me. And we also had the potential North Stand closure at the start, which annoyed a lot of Wednesday fans, because that's 9,000 fans they could have lost if didn't get sorted out, and that's also what's annoying them. But I just hope, I'm a neutral, by the way, I don't support either Sheffield United or Sheffield Wednesday, but I hope both can recover from this. They're two very different situations, but on the pitch it's showing as well. We are going to go back to some music now, but when I get back from this music break, I'll talk about Sheffield United.
Thank you. above me. Look my way, never love me. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Down, down, down. Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Down.
Treat you to two great songs again. We had Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac and Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds, one of my mum's favourite songs, so I know she's listening, so I hope you enjoyed that, mum. But going back to football, we are going to talk about the red and white side of Sheffield, so to speak, now. Very local to the studio, and that is Sheffield United. Now, I really don't understand what's happened with Sheffield United. I mean, they were inches away from Premier League promotion yet again, with a last minute goal from Sunderland securing their promotion instead. But I thought, you know, come back stronger. It's a bit of a cliche, but I thought that would apply to them. I mean, Chris Wilder originally left at the end of after that game, and then Ruben Selles was appointed, which raised a few eyebrows with some United fans, because they're like it's not the usual appointment they'd make, and I'm not sure if he was on the favourites for the bookies or anything, but what I can say is it wasn't a very successful time for Selles. Only lasted a few games without a win and only scored one goal, to put it bluntly. So it didn't work out for Ruben Selles. I'm not sure why, because they still have a good squad, Sheffield United, they do. A team that could easily reach promotion if they all put their minds to things and work hard. But Chris Wilder returned yet again for the third time, I think, just recently. And once again, it raised a few eyebrows because he's always back and forth with United. Now, you can't keep away, can he? But his first game, well, he got the first win for Sheffield United against Oxford United, where Callum O'Hare getting the winning goal. A much needed win for United, but since then they've dropped a bit of form again. Especially at home, they've yet to win at home. That could be on the cards. Hopefully it is. But Wilder is bringing a few more fans back because there was fans, you know, being like getting a bit annoyed at what's going on at the club. I don't understand what's going on because on the pitch, they've got the team for it, but it's just not. There's a term, playoff hangover, where this is more of a playoff hangover. I really don't know what else to say. I mean, the board seem fine. I mean, there might be stuff, I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But there is still plenty of games left in the season. We are only 9 games in. And then it'll be 10 once this international break has finished. So there's still plenty of time to recover. I mean, I've seen teams in the bottom half of the table fight their way up to like mid-table, even higher. So like, don't rule them out. Don't rule Sheffield Wednesday yet either, because they could do something. But well, I think a lot of fans were pleased to see Wilder back, because in terms of the modern game, I think apart from Neil Warnock, he's United's best manager in modern times, anyways, within the last few years. I mean, to take them from League One to the Premier League in a short space of time, that takes some doing. It's one of the hardest things to do, especially with a low budget like Sheffield United. I mean, they were great in the Premier League the first time. I remember going to see them a couple of times with some friends. Ever since then, it's not worked out the greatest. I mean, they've been promoted, but at the minute, it's not looking great for them. I mean, 1 win, no draws, 8 losses, 3 goals scored and 16 conceded. They are the lowest scorers in the league, with Tyrese Campbell getting 2 goals and Callum O'Hare getting the other one. You might look at that saying it's not a very good stat, but it can change. I mean, United have all the power. I mean, Gus Harmer stayed as well. It was their player of the season last season. And they've made plenty of signings. I mean, I've never seen a deadline day quite like that with Sheffield United, signing however many players. So they've got the squad for it, definitely. And they have a tough game against Watford at Bramall Lane next Saturday after the international break. Watford having just let their manager go, another manager go, see who gets the job there. But I'm going to go back to some more music, and then I'm just going to talk about what football means to Sheffield, because there might be people listening outside of Sheffield, and I just want to like express what football means to the whole community here.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a 2-room Robux sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle.
me, say the old folks. Go to show you never can tell. The mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.
Another double whammy of songs that I just thought I'd play. You Can Never Tell by Chuck Berry. You may recognise that song from Pulp Fiction, where John Travolta and Uma Thurman are having a little dance. Chuck Berry, a pioneer, especially in his time. Without him, there would be not many other decent bands or musicians, so he's responsible for a lot of that. And 10cc with The Things We Do For Love. And 10cc is a band that I'm going to see next year in March in Newcastle. I've been listening to a lot of them recently. I did listen to them before, but more so recently, just so I can, you know, get a feel and enjoy the concert. A good band, very underrated in my opinion. But we've got about 10 minutes left of the show of me talking, and I just want to take some time just to express what football means to Sheffield with both clubs in the situations they're in. The first thing is, Sheffield is pretty much the birthplace of modern football now. Sheffield FC are the first ever football club in the world, the world's oldest football club, in 1857. I mean, I know they don't play in Sheffield anymore. They're still playing in Dronfield for now, but I'm sure they will be moving back to their home city in the next few years. I mean, they've expressed doing it and they've said, right, we want to do it. They get tourism all over the world, like, coming in. I mean, when I went a few years ago, there was, I think, someone from China who came over. And that just shows, like, because without Sheffield FC, there'd be no Manchester United, there'd be no Manchester City, there'd be no Liverpool, etc. Every football club in the world, really. And even Pele, rest in peace, said stuff about Sheffield FC and how important they were, and he came to see them play a few years ago when they did a match. And it's not just the world's oldest club we have, we also have the oldest football ground, which belongs to the local rivals of Sheffield FC, Hallam FC, which I've had the privilege of visiting in the past. It's, when you look at it, it's a funny old ground. It's on a slope, actually. It's not a straight, like, you know, flat pitch, which adds to the character, really, and say, oh, it's old. I mean, and there's a cricket field next to it as well. But it's funny when you're playing there, whoever's got the bottom of the goal is at the almost disadvantage by having to kick the ball up a slope, making sure it doesn't roll back down again. So whoever plays on there, I hope the first touch is exquisite almost. But then when you play on the other side, you have to make sure the ball doesn't run away from you. So you have a bit of a disadvantage either way. But all in all, it's a great ground. I mean, it's got, I think it's like one seated stand. It's got a nice clubhouse as well. It's been a few years since I went, but I intend to visit again. And but this is part of the history. This is what fascinates me. I mean, I've done work with, well, about Sheffield FC and Hallam FC as well. And without them, we wouldn't have, you know, Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday. And we wouldn't have two very historic, I mean, Bramall Lane having been an old cricket ground converted into a football ground, and still, I know it's had renovations done, but it's still got that old character, especially the cop stand. If you've seen the cop stand with the two, like, big, well, main support pillars, you'll see, right, that's an old ground, it's a classic one. And the location of it as well, it's a proper city centre ground, which means a lot to fans. It's easy access, and it's easy access for away fans, as it's not too far from the train station. But Hillsborough as well, it's had its a little do-up, but the North Stand actually hasn't changed too much for years, apart from getting seats. It's still the same structure where it, like, builds up, and it's kind of, it hasn't got much of the back. The cop stand, I've seen old pictures of, and it was a huge cop. It was, like, tall, like, you had a great view from the top. But I've been inside both grounds, and this is why I don't want these clubs to be ruined by, well, money really, because football's very more money orientated now. I'd think, anyways, but I don't want these stadiums being ruined by that, because they're too important. And I don't think they're going to move stadiums. I don't think they'll ever move stadiums unless, like, something happens. I mean, talks of extensions have happened. I mean, I'd say about Hillsborough as well. It used to be the, obviously used to host the FA Cup matches. And it used to be, I think it was, I can't remember, the 50 odd thousand. Before, and this was before Wembley took that spot with hosting the semi-finals of the FA Cup. It, always, like, every year, up until 1989, of course. But I think Bramall Lane's been described as the oldest professional ground when players have been walking out. The stadium announcer always does that when the players are walking out, or he used to, at least, when I was there. But it's, I don't want to lose this, and I don't want to lose, like, Sheffield's history of football, because this is the birthplace. I mean, Manchester's had the more successful side with trophies and everything, you know, Manchester United, Manchester City. But this is a place. But there's other, like, little clubs. I mean, there's Handsworth as well. The Rules Derby, Sheffield FC versus Hallam FC. You don't get more unique than that. Like, the two of the oldest clubs, one being the oldest club, one having the oldest ground. You don't get more unique than that in British football, at least. But Sheffield FC are doing very well from what I've seen. They were relegated last season, unfortunately, but they're trying to pick up the pieces and progress up the non-league pyramid. But it just upsets me, really. I'll say that. It just upsets me the way football's going for in Sheffield. Such a historic city, first of all, like, in general, but with the football side, it's hopefully things get sorted, though. But we have a couple minutes left of the show, and I'm just going to talk about being in the, like, my experience on this show. It's, as I said, it's very strange being by myself. I hope you've enjoyed the show, everyone who's listening, and I hope I've put on a satisfactory performance. But it is very strange being in the studio by yourself, and I'm going to get on to how you can contact us towards the end of the show. We've got about 2 minutes left before we play the final song and end the show. I mean, usually it's usually Chris sat next to me and Bradley sat opposite. They will be back next week, by the way, back on here on your Thursday afternoons. I won't be here next week because I am going to Las Vegas for a little holiday. It'll be my first time in America. I'm looking forward to it. Don't know what to expect, but I'm sure I'll have a good time nonetheless. But I hope you have enjoyed the show, and I hope what I've been saying is it's got the message across, really, about football. It's my favourite sport. I'm very passionate about it. I support Newcastle United. I know that might be like something, but I've lived in Sheffield most of my life, and had the privilege of going to both these clubs, and both to Sheffield FC and Hallam FC, and I tend to go back to all four when I get the chance. But I am going to just, it's usually Chris who delivers this, so I'm going to do my best. But we are looking for volunteers, and if I ever present a show again, it would be nice to have more volunteers gathered around this table, to because there's plenty of room here in the studio. We are always looking for volunteers, and how you can contact us, you can contact us via the website, and you'll be able to find the email on there. Or if you want to contact our producer, Chris, you can contact him at chrisinelli89@gmail.com. Again, chrisinelli89@gmail.com, and you can contact us via the website as well. That's the only way. But I'm going to end this show. Thank you all for listening, by the way. It means a lot for us to get listeners, but I'm going to end the show. It's a very powerful song, and if you've watched the music video, it's very powerful as well, and it has some meaning, and I hope there are some changes with the football in Sheffield, and it's going to finish off with Scorpions' Wind of Change.
Storm wind, then we ring the freedom bell for peace of mind.